downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This way to the kitchen. Glaze frost wrist. How you fucking
know? Yes, sir. What's up? Smash and Dash. We back at it again. Know what I'm saying? Here with my partner, Smash. Our Dash, where he like to call himself, because he never in life, well, in life before, but he never ran a 40. So we really don't know if he's 4'4", 4'3", or 4'2". So
you see, at least my dog, I finally get some kind of respect around here. What's going on, Twinsky?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Just got a couple topics I want to check in with you at. You know what I'm saying? I see you, LA game, SC.
Yeah, man, we okay. Looking real good. We looking like, man, well, of course, well, you no, see
what kind of hoodie is that?
The Boulevard, man. So you know, I'm an ambassador to the program. Yeah, fight on. But no, they sent me this. You know what I'm saying? A little, okay. You know, a little Boulevard, you know, hoodie. But that's our NIL ambassador program over at USC.
Okay.
I see. Yeah. I see you coming to rep. I see. Yeah, y'all might be going bowling this year. But where y'all?
We is going bowling.
You know what's sure. Crazy? Y'all gonna have a before New Year's game, so at least you can make it.
Hey, no matter when it is. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to jump it off with this, man, because you always on some gibberish and all that.
Oh,
man.
My God.
He's around here, you know, Kirk got his ice on. Kirk got his ice on.
Shirtless. And, call my dog shirtless. Dogs shirtless.
Kirk.
Don't play
shirtless
like
that. Shirtless Kirk. And, you know, it's been said out there.
Yeah.
Saying he's a system guy. Not my words. I just heard this thing. But technically, ain't all type of like some players like kind of system guys? Like, don't you supposed to draft them within your system if you feel like they can handle it?
Cap, if that was the case, guys? If that was the case, then Vince Young, if that was the case, we wouldn't have, you know, grabbed Heimerdinger, you know, God bless the dead, but we wouldn't have grabbed Heimerdinger to coach Vince Young if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Young, you know better than that. I don't think nobody our system. I think the players make the system. I.e., you know, that's for example, Tom Brady. He makes his system. Everybody said for years that he's a system guy. Oh, he can't do it without Bill. What would he do without Bill? The first year he leaves New England, he goes to Tampa. I don't care who and how many players they got around him, because clearly they wanted to win. Doesn't matter. See, that's what I'm saying. The difference is you happy and you're excited. That doesn't make the system. That's a team that really wants to win. You got other teams like my Titans. You trade AJ Brown away. You go draft a rookie receiver. That's not a team that clearly wants to win. You can get Tom Brady. You don't go trade to get him. That's not a team that wants to win. So clearly, if that's the system in Tennessee, we don't want to win. Tom leaves. He goes down to Tampa Bay, and he wins a Super Bowl. So all that system talk is absolutely capped. Because if it was system, how come Bill Belichick hasn't been back to the Super Bowl yet? I'm waiting to hear your response, because I know you want to say something about, oh, something, because it's going to be – it's absolutely not going to make no sense. So I can't wait to hear this.
Well, what I'm going to say is – this
exactly, because I know it ain't going to make no sense.
This is what I'm saying. We talk about Tom Brady, like one of the two GOATs. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no one of the two. It's only one. Is the greatest for people to even for you to assume or even keep capping in your head that he ain't the greatest and your favorite quarterback, man, you out of control. The stuff that you be saying on this show, you might need your own show for real, for bullshit with CJ, because that's what you be on sometimes, bro. G shit, bro. I don't even want to record today, because I know you're on some bullshit. I can just see it in your face, bro. You're on the bullshit today. Go ahead, big dog.
Am I allowed to get the floor ahead. Here? Can I get the floor? Well, this like I say, you know, one of the top two GOATs, one of the, maybe the greatest, maybe the second greatest. But what I'm saying here, if we're going to talk about the two GOATs, 1A, 1B, however you want to put it, we're going to talk about 1B first, which is Tom Brady. But we're going to talk about Brady first. So if we're going to say system. Right, and we're going to talk about the situation, yeah, him leaving New England and him going to Tampa.
Yeah,
right. So I've played with BA before. I know his offense. I seen him go to Tampa and run the same offense,
right,
that he was running in Arizona.
Okay.
When Brady comes over, the offense changed.
Exactly.
So the offense changed. So the system that Tom Brady was in, he brought that system over to Tampa. And not only did that, the system is not the system is not the system is not the only thing Tom Brady brung. Tom Brady brung everybody and they mama over with him. All these playmakers.
What are you?
All these things.
Yeah, like, but what are you arguing? Are you arguing the fact that other teams don't know how to make decisions? That's not his fault.
He brought.
That's not a system, though.
He brought a dream team over.
That's not a system.
With his system.
That's not a system.
So he brought his system over. So of course, if I'm
that makes no sense, 2K.
My system over that I've been running for the last 15, 20 years. Over to this new organization and bring all these playmakers.
So who's the system, the organization or the players? Like I said, thank you.
No, it was Tom Brady's system.
Yeah, I just told you. Thank you for arguing my point. You argue my point.
It's his system.
That's what I said. I said the players are the system.
So you're right. It's the system.
The players.
It's the system. So then we talk about Peyton. All the years he was with the Colts.
All those Hall of Famers.
All these years he was with the Colts.
All those Hall of Famers.
Then he come over.
How many Super Bowls in that system?
Yeah. Then he come over to Denver and bring the system to Denver.
So how come that system didn't work with him in Indy?
He won a Super Bowl.
He won one, but if you
so yeah. So what I would say, yeah, system. Some guys are system guys. Some guys perfect their system. Some guys don't.
I absolutely don't agree with that. That absolutely, it really doesn't make any sense at all. You can't bring Tom Brady his. You say it's his system, but then you got to teach that to 53 other people in 1 year, and you have that kind of success. You ask yourself, we played on many teams. How many teams have you been to where you come in that year, in 1 year in that system, you are that successful?
Because he brought so many people. How many? With him, of course.
He didn't bring nobody.
Not even on offense.
You sound crazy. Well. No. Well, so listen. So all you
if
NFL.
I'm able to bring every person.
You
that
are.
I to
the
a
thing about
team,
it is, you sound.
They paid for a Super Bowl. It makes sense.
So you sound crazy right now. Again, Matthew Stafford, he goes from Detroit last year. He goes into McVay. So you're telling me that system, okay, so how does that work, huh? Talk to me. He's been losing for years in Detroit.
He goes was in the wrong system.
Man, so who is it?
Right
so who?
System.
So thank you. So who is it? Is
the
it the player? Who
system.
Is the system? If is it the organization
player,
or the player? So
if
you're telling me in Tom Brady – Young, you sound absolutely. This makes no sense. We got to go to the next subject because honestly, it makes no sense what you're talking about. You saying maybe it's a player. Now you're saying it's the system.
I never said maybe a player.
So what is that same system doing for the Rams this year? What are you talking about? You sound crazy. Your argument is absolutely absurd right now. I'm glad we did this because today you sound. Normally it'd be me sounding crazy, but today you sound crazy as hell.
You're talking about perfect.
You win a Super Bowl, but now you ain't perfected it the next year. In 6 more months, you can't perfect what you just perfected. Sounds crazy to me. Now I know for a fact.
A lot of those guys
are
gone.
It's not the system. It's the player, big dog. You know that. It's not the system. It's the player. Because if it's the system, these coaches will be successful with these players once they leave. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Next subject. Because I ethered that. Well, I did my thing right there. I ain't going to lie to me, man. I did my thing right there.
So next subject. So Justin Jefferson, do you think that's the best catch
Odell, I'm sticking with it. Odell Beckham is my favorite catch. I remember being in Jersey when that happened. You had actually played a game earlier that day too, but I was watching it. I watched that in real live action, man, and it was just crazy. I watched Justin Jefferson at the same time as well. I'm not gonna act like I didn't. It was an amazing catch, and you know. For it to be in that situation too, for it to be fourth down, you know, in 18 or whatever, my cousin shirtless Kirk throw it up to a ball, a playmaker for sure. But I just think Odell's getting pass interference the whole time. He fought somebody off, leaned back, you know what I mean, with these, and caught that thing. So I'm going with Odell. Who you got?
I'm going with Justin Jefferson, just on the fact of. Just for me watching the catch, how he went back and the guy actually almost had his hand and kind of like
saying. It stopped
bring
the
it
catch.
Back from him, bring it back from the guy. I think that kind of took the throw him over for the best catch I've ever seen. That's what I'm rocking with. Him, his number one, Odell second.
I'm going Odell number one. Odell falling in all, man. Like, it's different when you jumping and somebody stopping the ball and you get to catch it with one hand and basically Shaq can come down with it. It was a dope-ass catch, though. I'm not knocking it, but I just feel like Odell is better, especially getting PI'd the whole time. I'm definitely going. And man, you know what's crazy? We even going back about best catches or best all this. I remember sitting in your living room the other day, in the juice room the other day, and we was talking to Leonard Phoenix, man, and Not Knees. And remember they was talking about Christian McCaffrey and all this? Remember the Christian McCaffrey, like, oh, I love him this, I love him that, right?
Right.
What's going on with Chris? They traded my dog. But then I see this Elijah Mitchell guy getting most of the carries and most of the juice. Like, you just that's how I know the NFL is out of control, man. You just traded for this man. Ain't no – how much is on Christian McCaffrey's contract?
I don't know. I know he's making over $10 million this year.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And he's over there on the sideline when it's time to get the rock, man. So it's just crazy that how in the NFL, like, you can trade for a guy and you do all that. I mean, guys, obviously they got family ties or whatever. But, like – how are you going to go forward with them? Obviously, you paid that man. But yeah. Elijah Mitchell out there running that ball, TK. So, like, what they going to do?
It's crazy because, you know, we talked about this. I don't know if it was 1 or 2 weeks ago about, like, we was talking about fantasy. But it's still the same way when you come back to the regular game. Like, who's going to take a hit? Like, you're coming from somewhere where you the guy on the team and they're going to force feed you the ball 40%. All game. So, now you coming over here. Now it's like, okay, we got all these other playmakers, but we got another back here that's running that pill.
Yeah.
So it's like, what we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hard, man. Like, and that's what I'm saying. When you got a guy like that that's running the ball like that, it's hard. Like, sometimes you got to go with the hot hand. Like, I can't take this guy off the field when I see what he's doing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're 120% correct. I mean, but that's a good problem to have. That's like a great problem to have when you got two playmakers back there that can, you know, go to the house at any time, along with, you know, Brandon Ayuk, and then you got, you know, Debo out there and still Kittle. That's a great problem to have. And then I feel like Jimmy G knows that it's his team now, obviously for the rest of this year, and he's starting to get back into that groove. I think that they're going to be a contender for sure, and they'll definitely be around there in the playoffs. But I can't. I'm anxious to see how that I'm anxious to see how that works though, man, because obviously you paid him all that money. So somebody we know how that works.
So let's put your GM hat on here. How do you go on about this like in the off season? Because one, like, you might have a guy who
got to pay him some hush money.
Season.
We got to get.
You know what I'm saying? Not as far as paying him hush money. I get that you gonna pay him. I'm not sure what his contract situation is, but with McCaffrey making so much money, say this guy have a better year or he just doing better, do you still bring McCaffrey back next year on his current contract?
No, we're gonna have to renew. I mean, depending on how, because there's still there's still another 8 games left or something like that. So we ain't no telling McCaffrey, you know.
No,
what
but
I'm saying?
Just saying, if no, I hear what you said. To be in, it's
oh
the,
yeah, well,
the
you
know,
we got to
reconstruction.
We got to you know how it goes. We got to reconstruction. And like, as McCaffrey, if you're, I know, like, but you don't want to believe your self worth. You like, you be like, oh, I'm worth this or I'm worth that. But bro, let's just be realistic. Like, I know I'm putting it, we GM caps or not. Like, I want to put on a real football cap for somebody. Like, bro, if you could stay with a team and you know you feel comfortable with them because of Kyle Shanahan's probably going to put you in the best position to be successful, or he could probably, you know, leave at the end of the year, get traded or, you know, released or whatever, but it ain't going to be the same, dog. You know this, like, now he's in the middle part of that career where if he doesn't explode and go crazy now, that he's going to have to take a pay cut or restructure regardless, dog, because he's not the same McCaffrey that they're accustomed to.
Yeah, but you know one thing why I feel like he's not going to have to take a pay cut? Because the ball is in his court. He got, like, so just
they can
say
release
this.
Him, though. They
no,
but
listen.
Money.
No, they don't. But guess what? We can release him, but we done gave away these picks. We done gave away these draft picks. So now we're going to look like the dumbest. He done came and played 7-8 games for us. We done gave away these draft picks. Now we release him.
His market, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, his market ain't gonna be like that anyway. So he,
no,
ain't
I'm saying
be
it's not gonna be like
nothing.
That. But
that's all
but
I'm
what,
saying.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's gonna make. I feel like the ball is in his court because he know that they just traded for me. They just gave away these draft picks for me. I don't gotta take no pay cut. What y'all gonna do, release me?
Yeah.
Like,
man,
you know what
hell
I'm saying?
Yeah, in the league,
so
and
they gonna look wild.
But you know how the league is, they'll look super wild before they gonna get that man another $12 million to come off that bench. I'm telling you that now. You know that.
I know. I'm just saying.
Or they'll find another trade partner, or you know, something like that. But
it's just, I'm just saying, salute. What they gonna trade? They all they picks. They done traded.
No, they trade him for more picks. That's what I'm.
Yeah, for more picks back. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're in a lose situation. No matter.
I mean, yes and no. It just depends. He might ball out. You know, we don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might ball out. If he don't
ball
out,
they might go back to the Super Bowl. It might be one of the best decisions, you know, they made. I don't know.
Even
I just
if
feel
they
like
go
this
to the Super Bowl,
game.
I'm talking about with Elijah stepping up and running how he's
but
running.
See, that's
he's not the main.
Man,
they
that's
don't
the
care how we're gonna be giving you $2 million.
The last week, the man just had the trifecta. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I love the league. The week
people
before this, they was. But it doesn't matter. The week before this, all of a sudden they like, oh my god, he found home. He had a rushing. He had a receiving. He had a throwing. He was the king a week and a half ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's
right,
crazy
right.
How 1 week changes everything, man.
Right,
it's amazing. Hey, CMC. Listen, bro, I've seen this a million times in my lifetime. You better, you know, put that head down and get the running, fam. Cause listen, they'll try to replace you. They'll replace you, a man, in a heartbeat. You hear me?
And that's the crazy thing about it. Even like with him, like, even I don't think he really tripping because he gonna have like, I just know it. I know for a fact. Some people get, you know, some people get red carpet treatment. Some people don't. I guarantee you they release on whatever. He's going to have so many.
No, he's going to have
suitors that he can go. So
listen, I know guess who will pick him up?
Who?
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah, while you playing.
Yeah, Tampa will.
Tom will take him and listen, they'll release whoever they got to release. Him and playoff Lenny will be back there going crazy. They'll have them backs catching all kind of passes, boy. I tell you that.
I definitely think that will be somebody that – definitely, for sure. But that's why I say he ain't tripping. That's why I say the ball is kind of in his court because it's like, I know what you say.
When you trade him picks, though, you're right.
Yeah, ain't no way that we finna bring him back making $12 million. Like, we gonna cut our losses when we can cut it. But I feel like the ball is in his court because he know y'all just traded these picks. Listen, even if I'm not taking no pay cut, but even if I be like, no, and y'all release me, it ain't like I'm be out of the league. Somebody else gonna pick me up. But that is what it is. And that we on that topic with these backs. What do you I want to kind of jump on this Jonathan Taylor, man. He just had the best game of the season this past week. I watched the game play by play. He did his thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that game kind of built some confidence for him or his confidence been what it was? And
no,
like
2K.
I don't know what you think.
Well, me and you know best. You can have confidence at an all-time high, but when you go out there and run the ball like that, it just keeps climbing and going a little higher. So, to me, it's not a coincidence that he had the best running game or the best game this season, because
who they played again was the one playing against defense.
They played against. I don't even remember, bro. I'm trying to think. JP, turn me up, man.
Raiders.
Yeah,
Raiders,
exactly.
Raiders.
I was just about to say the Jag. I don't know why, but that's why Raiders. We didn't. But it makes sense. I mean, obviously, okay, listen, let's be real. The Raiders they're rebuilding for sure.
How they
yes, clearly you got to be when you got a quarterback up there, will it? Like, listen, the quarterback told you they rebuild. He said people out there they feeling like he feeling, man, and that makes him pissed. Like that pisses him off. So that's enough for you. They rebuilding over there, boy.
Oh my god.
So listen,
rebuild until you get rid of the quarterback. Right over. Good say we feeling bad.
Man, that man said, you know what it takes for us to practice in the morning. And that pisses me off. Hey, but 2K, okay, you bring in Jeff Saturday. I'm still not sold. The only thing is, let me be honest with myself. If anybody is in condition or that is trained, that is ready for this moment, it is a former NFL player, because We have, forget all the X's and O's. We know what it feels like when you get hit dead in your mouth in that line. So you know how to readjust that way. So let me be real when I say this. Like, I'm not saying Jeff Saturday isn't a coach that can be a good coach in the NFL. What I was disappointed is how they bypass some of the guys. Like, there's what DT, we play with Thornton. He's out there. He's a linebacker coach. They got Reggie Wayne, a Hall of Famer. He's out there as a receiver coach, and they already are coaching on the staff. That's what disappointed me, is how they went by them and just hired him. Right?
Yeah. Well, DT, he's not a coach. He's player development.
Okay, but at least he's there. He's on the sideline. He's a former player, won a Super Bowl with you. Right. I know. So I'm just saying, he's there every day. We know Jeff came from Atlanta, you know, where he was coaching and consulting at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him. Obviously, like I said, when you're a former player, you know what it feels like to be in them trenches, so you can do it, right? I'm still not all the way sold on him. I'm going to be honest with myself, man. I got to see. I'm happy for what he did. But what I'm saying is, it's not a coincidence he had Taylor had the best running day. You got a center, a guy that come in, he knows what you need. You got to run the ball to take pressure off the quarterback.
Don't run the ball. Because the old linemen, they be wanting to run the ball.
They could care less about you dropping back 50 times. They'll be like, listen, we're going to run the ball 40 times. And it's crazy. He comes in, they're running the ball. They take the pressure off the quarterback. The defense is making plays, and they get a win. I also know how it feels to have like a resurgence, like when you go on a bye week and they come in and they tell you a new quarterback start, and you go back out there and you usually, you know, you do really well. Am I lying, Young? We've had this happen a few times in our career. But what I'm saying is, I just have to see this happen next week. I know like teams can come together and be hyped for 1 week and get you that win because of something new. They still got another 8-9 games. I can't wait to see how this plays out. And then you got Ursay still high on them perks coming in on Twitter talking about like, yeah, I know football critics and all that. You know, as quick as it goes uphill, it can go downhill. So, you know, so if I was him, I wouldn't have tweeted nothing. I would have just waited till the end of the year. But I don't know. Are you sold? I'm not all the way. I'm buying in with Stewart. I keep saying Stewart. Because it's Jonathan Stewart. No, I know what I'm saying is, I'm buying the Jonathan Taylor. I'm buying in with that because I know that Jonathan Taylor,
we already, that's nothing. That's not the question. The question is, are you buying in with Jeff Saturday or not after beating the 2-7 Raiders or something like that?
Yeah, the rebuilds. Man, I don't know. I like an ex-football player being a coach. I'm not mad at that. I'm not opposed to that. I really do like that because, again, you've been in there with us. You know what it takes. I'm not mad at – I'm not 120% completely – I'm not sold on it all the way. But I also know that after hearing his speech after that game and saying, you know, my favorite thing in sports, Victory Monday, and seeing, like, the reaction with them players, Young, you know, like – it can go either way, man. So I'm not sold, but, you know, after next week, he can sell me. I ain't going to lie. Depending on how them boys come out next week, I might be sold or not.
Right. That's how I feel. Like, yeah, they came out, they played the Raiders or whatever. At the end of the day, you're still in the NFL. You got to go out there and play. You got to do what you got to do. Ain't all the way sold yet. I'm going to give it a few weeks. You know what I'm saying? Because they high on them right now. But let them lose two back-to-back. They going to be.
Losses. They going to be trying to, you know, paint him. And then some people going to try to save him. You know how it's going to be. Some going to be like, he doesn't have any experience. And then they going to try to paint that shit.
They been saying that before they gave him the job. You know they going to get painted. You know they going to paint him or whatever. Yeah. But it is what it is. I got a question for you.
Talk to me.
Before we get up out of here.
You got a quick episode this week? I'm just messing with you, bro. Go ahead.
Before we get up out of here, MVP worthy. Who you Saquon or Tyreek Hill?
What twin of them be doing when they score?
Tyreek.
Who do that? Hey, 2K. I remember. Listen, I do remember us talking earlier this year. And we were talking about, like, who was going to be missing who more. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is a goon. We're not taking that. But when you look at what Tyreek Hill is doing with the people, they said that they were talking down on Tua. They said Tua had no accuracy. He can't throw the ball deep, no nothing. This man's leading the league in receiving. Like, to me, Tyreek Hill is the most. Right now, I would give MVP over Saquon. Now, I would give Saquon like comeback player of the year because it's out of him and Geno.
I think
because
he's gonna win. Yeah, over him.
Or yeah, out of him and Geno because of like what they're able to do. And like, we didn't really see. I mean, we knew Saquon could ball out like that. We were just anxious to see if he was healthy. And now he's healthy. He is doing it so far.
But do you give a player a comeback player of the year that wasn't injured? We got to think Saquon been hurt the last 2 years and for him to come back and do what he's doing. Like, I know Geno doing this thing we didn't expect, but you give him comeback player of the year just from coming from a backup to the starter? Like, is that comeback?
Well, I mean, I'm just seeing what Geno's doing right now. Excuse me. Seeing what Geno's doing right now, it's hard not to. Like I said, I got to give him flowers, man. Even I know he lost it. He lost to Tom. Everybody loses to Tom. Sidebar. It's not your fault. But the way he's playing, I mean, Bruce Arians upstairs now. They got Raheem Morris, so it's a different system now. That's what I'm saying, 2K. Stop that. But anyway, that's
long
not
as
even
Brady on the field. It's
all right, it's his. But, you're either here nor there. Right. The difference is it or you keep saying system, but it's a guy. So okay. I don't know.
Right. So you say Saquon. So your picks are Saquon or Geno comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I'm going there, but I'm also
Which one?
I mean, it's a toss up, bro. I don't know what the criteria, like you said, I don't know if the criteria is all the way that if you had to be hurt or if you just come off the bench.
Man, bro, listen, that's the thing why we got our own podcast. This is Smashing Dad's criteria.
All right, well, my criteria is I'm going Saquon because I'm a running back. I ain't on that shit, man. I ain't on no friendly shit. I'm a straight running back. So look, Saquon deserve it. I know what it feel like to be back there, you know, having to run against 11 all the time. Like, people don't realize, like, when you get the ball, there's 11 in front of you, and you got to do something else. It's so different when you get the drop back. You might have a one-on-one. You throwing it to, you know, DK Metcalf. He catching it to score for you. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going with Saquon for sure. And that's just it, bro. I love me a Saquon guy, bro.
Okay, so Saquon, then you going – Tyreek for MVP.
Well, yeah, right now, if we got to go out of, well,
yeah, right now,
you got to say Quan because they say out of Saquon and Tyreek, I'm going Tyreek, man, just because, man, he's a playmaker. And then they got the Dolphins with Tua that everybody was like, you know, questioning. They got them boys number one in their division, you know, one of the top playoffs out there in the AFC. So, yeah, I got it. And they continue to win. They find a way to win. They putting points up on that board. So I'm going with Ricky, man.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my thoughts. I'm going to start with comeback player of the year. I think I will go Saquon just solely on the fact, like, Geno is not coming back from no injury. He was always healthy.
Yeah, he was
always available. He just won the starter or whatever. He's doing his thing. He's having a great season. I'm going Saquon because he had an ACL 1 year. And ankle sprain and stuff like that. So anybody that come back from an ACL, a knee injury, and all that type of stuff, back
and doing what he doing?
doing what he doing, like, is crazy. You know what I'm saying? We been know he can do what he's doing, but he's actually coming out and showing what type of player he is when he's healthy. That's why I would go with comeback player of the year for him. We go MVP. The reason why I would take Tyreek Hill is because, like they were saying, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks that Tua was out hurt and he was still putting up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
And for him to be doing what he's doing in Miami, he's on pace to have 2,000 receiving yards.
Yeah.
Anytime I feel like a player, no matter what position, can go with 2,000 2K club, they should win MVP
straight up. I'm with you. That's a real bar.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like
it's only happened what 8 times in our career.
No, what running? I don't think it's been that one receiver.
But that's what my point. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's only happened 8 times in our career where you have seen a player go for 2,000 yards. So you're damn right when you say that, bro.
And so that part crazy. And I kind of want to piggyback a little bit off of that, bro. Don't get mad at me. It's just a question, bro. So when we talk about systems and stuff, right? And the only way this popped in my head, and this ain't planned or nothing. This is a freestyle. So when we talk about systems, right? And when you brought up Geno, something popped in my head, right?
Yeah.
So Geno have been in his league, I'm not sure how many years, but he haven't been able to do what he was doing until he got with Pete. And for these years, we seen the type of player we seen within Russell Wilson with Pete. Now that he leave and go to Denver, and he don't look like the same type of guy, the same type of right. quarterback. Then you plug Geno into this system, and he's doing what he's doing. What do you think about that when it comes to the system and player aspect, and just in that situation?
Well,
you're gonna leave
Tom
Brady and the GOAT Peyton out of it.
I don't really. I just feel like I play with Pete Carroll, so I know Pete Carroll just his. What he asks certain people to do is a big difference than what Belichick gonna actually do. He wants the defense. He relies on defense to win him games. You see what I'm saying? He's gonna Geno don't make no if Geno doesn't make mistakes, which he hasn't done in the past. This recent game, he just was he fumbled, he threw a pick, they lose the game. So I just and Pete Carroll's system, yes, you just don't turn over the ball. And you, the defense, get you the ball back. You're supposed to win the football game. That's in his system. That's what Pete preaches. I also just think that, Geno behind Russ for them couple years, and just being able to mature yourself, Sometimes, young, like, you ain't mature and you ain't ready sometimes. I feel like sitting behind, Russ and even learning Pete's system helped him. But that's a different – that's what I'm saying. That's a difference, young. If we talking about system, that's Pete's system, but then that doesn't work for Tom Brady. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's two different things, because now you're saying an organization, but then you say with Tom Brady, he left and Tom as a player left and did it his way. So that's two different things. Is it an organization system or is it the player system that makes you great?
I don't know.
Or is it a combination of greatness and quarterback? I just feel like you got to have a really good quarterback with a coach that knows how to play defense and you'll be decent.
Yeah, I just feel like,
hold on, TK. I also got to give, man, I know it's going to throw you off a loop a little bit, but we got to give our prayers and hearts go out to the victims out there in Virginia, man, the University of Virginia. We heard the news. It's unfortunate that there was, three football players murdered, and there's, I think, one in critical condition right now. I think they got the suspect in custody. I would definitely want to, give my condolences and send my prayers out to those families and the people that were involved in that situation. That's truly tragic and sad. And we're praying for you, and we hope that, you can find some positivity in this somehow, some way.
Hearts and condolences go out to all their families, man.
I'm sorry to cut you. We got out of here, we definitely had to. We got to get them, because it's just sad though, bro. We look up. I mean, that could be any one of our cousins, brothers. It could be anybody. So it's just sad that's the world that we live in, man. That you can wake up and just read about stuff like that. So yeah, again, our hearts and condolences go out to those families, man. And 2K,
prayers up.
You gotta, brother, real talk, man, you gotta stop doing this capping. Like, this stuff ain't good for you, bro. Man, you know what I'm saying? It ain't healthy for the smash and dash relationship. You know what I mean?
That's all you, man.
Bro, what you got going on? What you got going on this week?
Man, I forgot what I was finna say. You cut me off, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. I don't want to hear nothing about your systems no more.
It was something about what we was talking about. I forgot, man. You cut me off and went totally left field.
I had to, though, because we had to get that in there, man.
That was going to get in there. I forgot, though.
Bro, what you got going on this week, my man? Anything interesting? We got UCLA week, rivalry week.
Rivalry week.
I got to go out to LA and, go talk some stuff to a few players. Hopefully I'll see some of these UCLA Pewins.
Yeah, that's going to be a good – they're pretty good this year.
BTR is decent. They got a cold quarterback and a running back that be running that thing. But I'm talking about he's one of them.
I'm sure, it's a little in-state in city rival. Y'all both right there. Y'all ain't far from each other. So I'm sure. Let's see, you and Jones Drew rival.
No, listen.
Mercedes Lewis.
Listen what I'm trying to tell you, 2K. We listen. Not, when I was playing there, we got their coaches fired. There was never a rivalry. We used to literally beat up on them people by 30 a game. We used to, man, Reggie then, used to flip and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you're right.
That's back then. Now it's, man, probably it's be not a even a game. Rivalry.
It might be. You never know. And yeah, it's for one more year.
What's up? What you want to do?
What you want to do? What you, man? You always.
All right, let's make a bet. Let's
who
make
is
a bet.
EC Pugh playing? Nah. Who is EC Pugh?
Okay, we'll do that. Let's make a bet. Let's
who y'all play?
Bet. The USC.
Oh,
UCLA.
No, y'all play Houston. Man, I ain't. That's what I'm saying. Y'all.
Let's make a bet. Let's make a bet.
Yeah, we can make a bet off camera.
Want
a
bet?
Yeah, we can bet off
this
camera.
This on camera. No, this ain't no
I'm about to get on out of here. Hey, it's been real smash and dash, man.
He don't believe in USC like that, man. It's all right.
Yeah, you. We know you. What you want to do? You want points? Yeah. You want points, huh?
No,
you gonna go straight up, no, or you gonna get points? Oh, now finally, it's the first time in your life you ain't asked for no points.
Nah,
you ain't checking no. Do some research. Yeah, say your word.
Around the same thing. They probably
that don't mean nothing. But the nigga was ranked higher than us the other time, and I actually
okay,
did
bro.
It. Hey man, it's been real. Hey, it's been real smash and dash, man. I'ma holler at you, man. I'm out of here. I got shit to do, man. I'm out. Bye.